Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Fort Lauderdale at the Abbey Winter Convention, and I'm with David Hardy, the Executive Vice President, Keith Johnson, Vice President of Merchandising, and Bill Wilson, the COO. How you guys doing?
Doing great this morning. Thank you.
Doing great, Kemp.
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be here. Kind of interesting background on this. You know, this franchise buying group started in 1958 in California, and it was actually ahead of McDonald's as being the first franchise in California. Now you've moved over to Bonita Springs, and you've got two brands out there, Abbey and Floors to Go. And this is where your group gets together. First question, tell us how's Phil doing.
Phil's doing great. It was very nice to see him get on stage and welcome all of our members here. He is passionately involved with all of the members. He still believes that this machine works for us, it works for our suppliers, and it works for our members. And I was just delighted to see him get on stage and welcome everyone.
He's had actually a third surgery, so still has some larynx talking issues, but otherwise doing fine, right?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well, has a little bit of trouble talking due to the surgery that he had to damage some of his vocal cords, but he's strong, he's moving forward, and he's driving the coach.
Bill, tell us, how's the membership doing?
I'm getting such a great feeling at this convention, talking to members, very positive, upbeat. I've talked to a few members who are very interested in reevaluating their business, maybe even reinventing their business, taking on more of the marketing programs, looking at obviously the product that's here on the exhibit floor in our brand showcase. So very positive, very upbeat.
Kudos to you guys for inviting Will Young to speak yesterday. He did a great job to kind of summarize in about an hour about what's going on in the marketplace, right?
Yep. Yeah, he did. He's great. He's really not a speaker. He's a talker. You could tell that from his presentation yesterday, but it was great to get his insights. And at the level that he was speaking, I think our members really connected with what he was saying and how he was saying it. So it was good to get that view from him and obviously Engineered Floors and what they're doing. It was great to have him here. I think he was excited to be here, and we were happy to have him.
It looks like you guys have got a little bit of momentum going here with some new members. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, you're right. We're seeing several things happening in our franchise group. One is we're seeing generational turnover. We're starting to see more young folks coming in, taking over their parents' or grandparents' business. That's exciting to see. It's bringing new energy into our group. We have a lot of young folks here at convention. You can feel the energy. Even down to our corporate headquarters, where we're seeing Phil's granddaughters starting to join in this franchise group and working for us at corporate. They're here to help welcome members and basically present our programs too. So it's exciting to have those generations coming on board and really breathing new life into our franchise group.
So Keith, you were talking yesterday from the stage as well, and you talked about some of the new merchandising programs. You've got seven new suppliers here, right?
We do. We brought on seven new suppliers this year, and I think I mentioned yesterday, you know, we're kind of picky on our suppliers. You know, we feel like our suppliers have to meet certain criteria in order for them to become part of our group from a distribution standpoint, service standpoint, but to me, it's also a cultural thing. They have to understand the culture that we have with our members, and it's got to be a good fit for them and for us, and we have seven new ones that we're bringing on this year.
Actually, I can second that. I was talking to the MSI people last night, and they said they couldn't believe how long it took for them to get approved to come in.
Well, like I said, you know, we go through a process. We did bring them on board. As a matter of fact, it was really recently in which that happened. So we're happy that they're here. I think most of our members that I've talked to are pretty excited about having them on board as well, and I think they're going to be a great add for our franchisees.
You know, people who listen to our podcast and read Floor Focus know that the demand now in the market is on the upper end. Tell us what's selling right now.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. If you look at the results that we had last year, you know, our business, we feel like, was really good compared to the industry. But if you look at our program, we really lean into middle to higher end products. And that's kind of where we guide a lot of our private label programs. And obviously last year, I think that segment of the market was the one that really performed better. So obviously that helped us. But if you look at our products, you look specifically at our private label products, we embrace that. You know, we have good relationships, great relationships, obviously, with, you know, some of the better manufacturers, whether it's Stanton, Maslin, Fabrica, Tuftex, Nurison. I mean, we really embrace having those better goods in our program.
You've added Duchateau and Wecork. That's part of the seven new folks. So that's going to give you some niche areas, right?
And that's correct. I mean, we're excited about Duchateau. Obviously, they're not a new name in the industry, but been around for a long time, West Coast, and really well known for their design, for their products. They've always been really strong, I think, in the architectural and design community. But in talking with the company, they really want to put a focus, refocus in on the retail side of the business, and they wanted to partner up with us to get that process going. So we're excited to have them on board.
You know, if you're an independent retailer, you need to be part of a group to get the type of services that you guys can offer. And I know technology is a big one. Tell us what's going on the technology side.
Well, Kemp, we're constantly looking for new ways to deliver services to our members. Obviously, technology is an ever-growing beast that's out there. There's a lot to take advantage of. There's also a lot to sort of weed through to find the right technology to deliver that to our members. And we start with our internal systems, building on those internal systems to then have that be member-facing and them to utilize more of our tools, basically helping them in all things with their store, even down to product search and pricing, the showroom floor, that sort of thing. A lot of our technology helps them get minutes back in their day. They don't have to work as hard or as long to get that done, with technology and data helping to move things along quickly.
David, you spent your whole life in this business. The most recognized was your stint with World Carpet.
Yes.
And you've been here ever since. Tell us what your outlook is for this year.
Well, you know, we're all looking at uncertainty, that's for sure. There are so many different things going on in the geopolitical world, and certainly mortgage rates and all of those things come into play. But I believe that there's such pent-up demand that I think that we're going to see in the latter half of the year, we're going to see some pretty dramatic improvement in business conditions.
All right, so this is the third year we've talked about the latter half, but this is going to be the one where it really happens, right?
Well, we're certainly hoping that that's the case. Somebody told me one time, hope is not a strategy, but nonetheless, this pent-up demand, I think, is going to take place. Affordability is an issue. But on the other hand, these family formations, they need a place to live. Mm-hmm. And the housing business, depending upon where you are in this country, can look quite different. If you're in Naples, Florida, you're seeing a building boom second to none. But overall, builders will find a way to buy that mortgage rate down. The inflation rate has subsided to some degree, so affordability comes back into the picture. And with the pent-up demand, people are going to buy homes or sell existing homes.
Well, it's nice to get all you members down here in the warm weather for a little break, right?
It is. I guess we're kind of used to it since we're from Naples, but luckily we got out of a little cold snap here over the last couple of weeks, but I think everybody has really enjoyed it. I mean, we're in a fantastic place, a fantastic new location here, the Omni in Fort Lauderdale. So we feel fortunate.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to David Hardy, Keith Johnson, and Bill Wilson with Abbey Carpet and Floors to Go. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.